Watch, pro-Palestinian protesters descend on Chicago's suburban home of Democrat Representative Brad Schneider at 3 a.m. By Warner Todd Houston on June 30, 2024. A group of around 40 pro-Palestinian protesters descended upon Democrat Representative Brad Schneider's DEL, North Suburban Chicago area home in the early morning hours on Saturday, worrying neighbors and causing the police department to step up patrols in the neighborhood. Neighbors reported being shocked when the protesters began making noise and shouting slogans at around 3 a.m. on Saturday morning. Schneider, who is Jewish and openly supports Israel, was not home at the time, but other members of his family were in the residence. Palestinian terror enthusiasts were walking around an Illinois suburb at night asking the people they encountered if they are Jew. pic.twitter.com/skopleek. Marina Medvin, at Marina Medvin, June 29, 2024. It was terrifying, it was surreal, both of us were awakened from sleeping, one resident told MacTV. City officials quickly issued a community advisory alert and the Highland Park Police was dispatched to begin dispersing the protesters, WBBM-TV reported. Officers on the scene reported that the protesters were shouting pro-Palestinian and anti-Semitic chants, using bullhorns, and beating drums. It was also reported that a red liquid that may have been animal blood was dumped on the sidewalk in front of the congressman's home. At 2:30 a.m. last night, anti-Israel protesters shouted anti-Semitic chants outside Representative Brad Schneider's house. They said they're coming back. pic.twitter.com/ubrq5uya. Cassie Akiva, at Cassie Dillon, June 30, 2024. Police say the crowd was dispersed peacefully and no arrests were made. The congressman released a statement bemoaning that the protesters did not attempt a constructive dialogue. Breaking: pro-Palestine mob targets congressman at Rep. Schneider home in at Highland Park, Illinois at 3 a.m. Friday, June 29, last night, in the Woodland neighborhood. Warning sign: organized harassment. A group of around 30 Palestinian protesters targeted the home of pic.twitter.com/CNNP8XJCL0. Alex, at Alexander Powers, June 29, 2024. It's unfortunate that, instead of seeking a constructive dialogue with Congressman Schneider, a group of people hiding their faces chose to taunt and intimidate a predominantly Jewish neighborhood on the Jewish Sabbath in the middle of the night, Schneider said in his statement. It's even more disturbing they chose to harass a community that is preparing to commemorate the second anniversary of the Highland Park mass shooting, a shared tragedy that was spurred by hate. The congressman is always happy to meet and sit down with anyone. I encourage those who disagree with his views to seek a conversation in the daylight rather than disturbing and traumatizing families in the darkness of night, he said. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.